I've been in a pub in Dublin this evening, and in the pub in Dublin this evening, a man I know organised a wonderful meeting of songwriters and singers and composers, and they sang for Syria. In other words, they came here and they sang their own work for the cause of the people of Syria. And I'm not actually going to, you're not going to hear any music now, but I'm going to talk to a man from Syria, a Syrian man who is in Dublin, and I'm going to let him say something about Syria. Welcome, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks indeed. I think that the Syrian situation is really a heart-breaking situation at the moment. And as everyone knows, that thousands of people being left with no food, with no houses, and they are what you call in the countryside, in their farms, without even little means of life at all. After this barbaric system, what he did to our country, we are begging all people, I mean, who has a little heart of humanity, to give us support and to call their own government, their own politicians, really to put high pressure in order to find a resolution or a solution for what's going on in Syria.
Can I ask you if you've been in Ireland for long? I mean, how long is it since you were actually yourself in Syria?
Well, I'm here in Ireland for 9 years, but I've been in Syria in August for 2 weeks to give help to mobile hospitals there.
The situation is very... most Irish people won't have a clue what's going on in Syria, right? They won't understand it. They won't know who are the goodies and who are the baddies. And but you know, can you help clarify anything about
I think we could summarize it in this way. All people in Syria, they live expecting death at any time in their life. The government has no or doesn't hesitate to kill anyone in the street, regardless. Children, women, unarmed people, even armed people, they are, of course, the first priority. They throw a huge barrel of explosive on people queuing to get bread, like in Aleppo and Homs and Damascus. They are beheading people for no reason. We found thousands of bodies being killed, buried. We don't know who did that.
Thousands of bodies. I mean, I don't know that much about Syria, but in the last 2 or 3 years, how many Syrian people have died in Syria in kind of that kind of situation?
Well, in fact, no one knows the exact figure for what's going on, because the number we know about until now, it's almost about 4,000. But we know now could be tens of thousands of people are missing now, and they are on detaining areas, and we do believe most of them are
dead,
yes.
Tens of thousands of people dead. I mean, that's... extraordinary number for somebody in a small country like Ireland, where, you know, we hear of one person who has died and we have the news broadcasting about that one person and the effect on her family, and, you know, I'm thinking of a particular person today, one person. But you come from a country where you're talking about tens of thousands of people.
We are not surprised for this, because the Assad's father, he killed 40,000 of people in our city, Hama, in 1982, over 28 days. And that's documented, and there is a strong evidence of that. And even the whole world, they know about that crime. 40,000 of people being killed in 28 days in one city only. So now, if the toll death went up to 100,000, we won't surprise at all. And we are expecting the toll death to go up to this level.
Have you any reason to be optimistic at all that things are going to get better?
I think that as people, they went into the street, and the fear barrier has been disappeared from their heart. I think they will not go back without knocking this government down, even if half a million of people will die, because there is no way for anyone to go back, as every single family in Syria has either one missing, one dead, or they don't know where is he or she.
There will be people listening to your voice, right? Not just in Ireland, but there will be people listening to this in other countries around the world. Can you, I mean, tell me, what would you like them to do? What practical thing would you like them to do in addition to kind of feeling about it? Is there something you'd like them to do?
But all what we need now, we need any help that will help to stop killing in Syria. I think the first step they have to go into the street to call for their governments really to take an action, either for calling for a no-fly zone to have a secured area for Syrian people there in Syria. This is number one. And number two, we are looking for a huge humanitarian aid to be sent to Syria. We're talking about medical aid and other humanitarian aid. And I think the most important step to have a good pressure on all governments, I mean, to take an action to stop killing as the first step.
So people could lobby their own local politician to lobby the government?
Absolutely, especially when we talk about the West and America, yes, because at least these are democratic countries and they will listen to their own people and they will respect their view on certain critical situations.
And if people are either want to do more or else they're skeptical about governments, how could they funnel aid, humanitarian aid, to Syria so that which wouldn't just be used to prop up the war?
Well, and in each country, we know now there are independent organizations who send such type of help to people who need it. I'm not talking about the proper official channels, about Red Cross or others, because we know the Syrian government, normally they are the one who is in control for these things. But there are independent organizations who really have the ability and have their channels to send these humanitarian aids to people who need it, really.
If I'm listening to you in Ireland, right, and I'm saying to myself, right, I want to do something, right, but I'm not familiar with the international aid organizations who are independent, are there two or three of them you could name, or is it a wrong thing to do to name any one of them?
Well, absolutely. Here in Ireland, we have the Syrian Irish Humanitarian Association, and who is a group of Syrian people who live here in this country and who are very keen to help their own country. And we managed to collect a lot of medical aid to Syria, and we managed to send most of them safely to people who need it. There are another three or four associations in the UK as well.
Can they get into Syria with their aid? Can they find a way of getting the aid into Syria, the country?
Yes, we have, I mean, either through Lebanon, Turkey, or Jordan, yes, there is a way to send it, what we call an official way.
Right, right. Obviously, I mean, in a war situation, you have to get things in unofficially, you know.
The only way, because if you send it officially, so the government will use it. And unfortunately, the government, all governmental hospitals in Syria, they are sites for killing, because I was there in Syria, and you said the security forces will go into the Syrian hospitals and they will target those wounded people. They will kill them straight away on their beds. And part of our job, I remember, just to try to evacuate those wounded people who just had surgery when we expect invasion of the of Syrian army. So we have to evacuate them to a nearby area just to make sure that they are safe. Otherwise, if you leave them there and the army will get in, they will kill them straight away.
Do you know a website that people could, if they wanted to do something when they hear this, do you know a website that people could log on to and give money, for example? Does that Irish Syrian
Syrian Irish Humanitarian,
does it have a website?
They have.
Yeah?
Syrian Irish Humanitarian
Syrian
Irish Humanitarian Association.
Well, if they Google that, they'll find it.
They'll find it, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, is there any last thing you'd like to say?
I said we hope the international community will not stay silent watching us being killed without doing anything at all. We hope that there will be a real move towards stop killing in Syria and then to save what's being left from the Syrian infrastructure.
Look, you're a good man. I thank you ever so much for
Thanks
putting your voice forward. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks
thank
indeed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.